Hello, family and friends. I'm excited today to have with me Pastor Jerry Hagman from the Oasis Church Evansville. And Pastor Jerry and his wife Kay live in Huntingburg, Indiana, which is a little town about 45 minutes or so northeast of Evansville.
That's right.
And sir, happy to have you with me again, Pastor. You're one of my favorite guests, and we've done this, I think this is our third time maybe.
Possibly. I was trying to think of it too, but yeah. I wasn't exactly for sure.
Yeah, it was September 2022. I look back in our notes when we did the last one. Time flies.
Wow. Yeah, that's been a while.
Yeah. So unless I mess it on my note, but sure is good to have you here.
Well, thank you, Brother Greg. I'm always honored to be with you and your listeners. It's just always a great thing to let the Word of God go out on the airwaves. And so I'm really, really thankful that you consider me a somewhat asset
Amen.
To what you're
you
doing
yes,
and stuff. You. And so we're just going to look at some things from the Word of God today. And these sessions that I'm wanting to do with you today, I've entitled The Character of God
Amen.
And how people do not a lot of times understand who God is, what He's like, and what He wants to do for the human race. And so a lot of people, especially church people, and I guess I'm going to pick on them because they're the ones who should know better.
Come on.
But they don't. And a lot of times they'll look at who they think God is through their own eyes instead of what the Word of God says about Him. And so it's a really important thing that we get it right who God really is, and that He is truly a God of love. And as I was thinking of this, I remembered, believe it or not, I remembered an episode of The Waltons that I seen. Matter of fact, I think it might have been last Sunday. I'm not exactly for sure. And so I'm going to just relate this to you because this is how a lot of church people think about other church people. And basically what the story was about was a young preacher was coming into town to do a series of tent meetings there on Walton's Mountain. Mm-hmm. And so he was also going to be a missionary and help this one lady in missionary work in this other country. I can't remember what the country was. Mm-hmm. But anyway, to get into this story, he came to the Walton's house and he was practicing his preaching. And all it was hell and brimstone. That's all it was. I mean, you got to repent. You got to repent. There's nothing wrong with that. But just the delivery of how he was doing it brought fear into almost everybody who heard it. Well, lo and behold, it happens that the Baldwin ladies, of course, we know who they are, were relatives of his that he didn't know. So he went over to visit them. And while he was there, the Baldwin ladies gave him some of the recipe, and we all know what the recipe always was. Well, he had a little bit too much of it, and he got himself inebriated. And so he comes to the meeting where everybody was there and the lady who invited him, and he gets out of her truck, and he falls flat on the ground, passed out. Well, it was just a big ordeal and everything, and the lady who invited him, it was just horrible. So anyway, making a long story short, he goes back to their house. They get him sobered up. Well, he says to himself and to the others, I can't do this. I'm not fit to do it. I'm not fit to do it. I've made a mistake. That's the part I want us to think about here, just a mistake. And so, John Walton, of course, tells him, well, you know, everybody's made mistakes, and you can't let that basically dominate and rule who you are. So anyway, he goes to the tent revival, and the lady who invited him absolutely refused to let him on, even though he told her that he was sorry. Her only thing to him was, you reap what you sow. And so anyway, That's exactly what happens. A person, a believer, makes one mistake, and there are all kinds of other believers who now consider this person not worthy to do anything for God anymore. Mm-hmm. But that's totally opposite of what the Word of God says about God's nature towards not only sin, but toward those who are repentant and desire to get back with Him.
Amen.
People won't let you, but God will.
Yes, He will.
And so I'm going to look at just a couple of stories real quick here. In Luke chapter 13, we're going to start with this parable that Jesus gave of the barren fig tree, starting in verse 6. And He says this, He also spoke a parable, this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, Look, for 3 years I have been seeking fruit off of this tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? Okay, that's how most people consider you. If you're not producing anything, if you've had plenty of time, you ought to be able to do something. So if you're not doing it, we get rid of you.
Yeah.
Now listen to what the keeper of the vineyard said. He said, But he answered and said to him, Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that you can cut it down. So we're seeing two different types of people here, one of judgment and one of compassion.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that we have to look at here. The gardener, in another version, it says here, it says, Sir, give it one more chance.
Yeah.
Now, what's so hard in that? Mm-hmm. Why can't we understand that people do make mistakes?
Yeah.
I've made plenty of them. I've made more mistakes than I would even care to relate to your audience today. But the thing of it is that here we have someone who is ready to cast him aside, but we have someone else who says, let's give him another chance.
Yeah.
That's how God is.
Yeah.
God is a God who gives us another chance.
Yes, He does.
He
and another
is a,
and another and another.
As many as necessary.
Come on.
You know, it is just so, I'm so thankful that God did not look at me after I made one mistake after I got born again and said, I cannot use you now.
Yeah.
But He gave me another chance, like you said, another and another, as many as necessary.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Now, I want to also look at this in Luke chapter 15, the parable of the lost son or the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we find out in this story that the younger son comes to his father and says, I want everything that is mine. Everything, making a demand on his father. What was his father do? His father divides his inheritance between him and his brother.
Yep.
So the younger one, after just a couple of days, he gets ready to leave, probably saying to himself, I'm never coming back to this place again.
Yep.
So he goes and he spends all of his money on what the Bible says is righteous living, which is loose living, just whatever you want to put in there.
Yeah.
Amen. Having a whole bunch of people with him, they're just going through his money like, you know, water through a sieve.
Yeah.
Not caring anything. He wasn't caring about anything about what he might need later on.
Yeah.
But then something happens. It says a famine hits, and he becomes in need. He spent all of his money. He spent everything that he had, everything that the inheritance had for him. He had nothing now. Amen?
Amen.
So he joins himself to a citizen of that nation. They send him out to feed the pigs, which is the worst thing that a Jew could have ever done.
Yeah.
Amen. But the thing of it was that he came to himself. He said, you know what? All of my servants that my father had, they never lacked any food.
Yeah.
They never lacked anything good. He said, I am going to go back and I'm going to be like one of his servants.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Father, I sinned against you and I want you to just make me like one of them. Well, long story short, he goes back home. The father sees him afar off. He runs up to the son and says, welcome, basically. Amen, welcome. This is your home. And he said, Father, I've sinned against you. Just make me one of your hands. He didn't do that.
Yeah.
He said, Bring out the best robe.
Yeah.
Slaughter the fatted calf. My son who was lost is now found.
Amen.
Amen. That's Amen. What a father does.
Amen.
That's what a father does. Amen. And so, you know, for this first part here, I just want us to understand that God is a God of love.
Yes, he is.
And he wants us to love being in his family. Amen. Amen.
Pastor, if you would pray for our listeners, we're out of time for today.
Amen. Father God, I know that there are many people who have the wrong idea about who God is. And so, Father, I'm thanking you now in the name of Jesus that we are able to shed light and give them hope that they can make a mistake and God's not going to shun them forever, but that he would want them to come back. I pray for every prodigal today who has been lied to about who God is and that they would come back into his family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We're looking forward to day two, Pastor. And you can contact Pastor through our church website at myoasischurch.com. And, you know, I normally say we love you all, and we do, but, you know, more importantly today, God loves you.
Yes.
And please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.
Amen.